This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Electronic dance music. It isn't just for kids in warehouses anymore. Want some proof? Clubs are raking it in from Las Vegas to Europe with the help of popular DJs. But the beat is also thumping on Wall Street. Promotions company SFX Entertainment has its Wall Street debut today. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
You're at a massive event with tens of thousands gyrating around you. It's loud, there are whirling lights, and the crowd's having a blast. But something's weird. Way up in the VIP box, a bunch of old dudes, not dancing at all. But they like what they see. That is Wall Street, a newcomer to the EDM scene. Josh Rabinowitz, director of music at the ad firm Grey Group, explains why.
People obviously are not spending much money purchasing music, but they're certainly spending a lot more money in participating in kind of lifestyle events surrounding music. And the EDM world is certainly one of the principal ways that people are throwing down some cash.
Big EDM events draw tens of thousands, paying $100 and up for tickets. Top DJs get six-figure appearance fees. Numbers like those get Wall Street's attention. But EDM is risky. Drug use is common in the scene. Recent high-profile overdose deaths worry investors. Plus, fans could tire of the genre, leaving those Wall Street dudes with nothing more than a headache to show for their awkward visit to the dance floor. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.